Thank you for taking time to study with us today on Drawing Near. If you have any questions or comments about today's study, or spiritual things in general, feel free to contact me through my email address in the description section of this podcast. Every believer is a unique person and lives within unique circumstances. We differ from one another. Gender, race, economics, culture, these are just a few of the variables that come into play in each of our lives. Instructing the poor concerning material possessions is different than instructing the rich. The truths of God's word are unchanging, but the individual that they are applied to is unique. Today on Drawing Near, Paul concludes his letter to Timothy by giving him a final instruction and a personal plea. I encourage you to take your Bible, turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6, and join me for Instruct the Rich. Before we begin our study, let's pray together. Father in heaven, this has been a wonderful book for me to go through and study. I thank you for the personal instruction that I have received, and I pray that each person who has taken the time to share in this study has grown as well. I thank you, Father, that we can go back and review these studies anytime that we choose. I thank you that your word is enduring, that it applies to every individual in every circumstance. But I also thank you, Father, for the way that it addresses our unique circumstances. And Father, as we conclude this letter today, I pray your special blessing upon all those who have studied with us and who study with us today. Work in our hearts and lives. Guide and direct us. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, beginning in verse 17, we read these words. Instruct those who are rich in this present world, not to be conceited or to fix their hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy. If I were to ask you the question, are you rich? How would you answer that? You see, being rich or poor is a relative perspective. Your view, your answer, depends on where you live. People in America who live below the poverty level, in many cases, are much wealthier than those who live in the poorer countries of the world. I share that because I don't want us to immediately dismiss the instruction found in this passage. When Paul tells Timothy, instruct those who are rich in this present world not to be conceited or fix their hope on the uncertainty of riches, he's talking to most of us. We may not be rich compared to many people around us, but we are rich in this present world, many of us, most of us. We have cars, we have plenty of clothes, we live in nice homes, we have air conditioning, we have heat, we have food, we have lots of resources, lots of options. We are rich. And so we need to be careful here because the rich are being addressed. And we need to make sure we're not thinking, I'm not rich. This addresses somebody else. No, we need to honestly assess before the Lord whether or not we are rich. The rich in this present world are not to be conceited. We're not to be prideful. We're not to look at our possessions. We're not to look at our bank accounts. We're not to look at our clothes and be puffed up. We're not to be conceited. We are not to fix our hope on the uncertainty of riches. We are not to be dependent upon, we're not to fix our hope on, things that could just as easily go away. In a world filled with uncertain economics, the value of our currency, the cost of those things that we desire to purchase, all of those things fluctuate. Economies fall around the world all the time, and there is no economy that is guaranteed not to fail. Human leaders are flawed, and in their flawed nature, they make mistakes or they do things that cause disastrous effects sometimes. I share that not as a political commentary or a social commentary. I share that because riches are uncertain. There is no guarantee that the way we live today is the way we will live 6 months from now or 6 years from now. So we're not to be conceited. We're not to get our sense of pride or our self-identity from what we possess. We are not to fix our hope on the uncertainty of riches, but rather on God, who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy. We fix our hope on Jesus Christ. We fix our hope on our Creator. He is the one who makes us rich. He is the one who supplies what we have. And He supplies this, according to this passage, for us to enjoy. Isn't that a wonderful thought? God is not some tyrant who gives us resources and expects us to impoverish ourselves in order to be good stewards. He richly supplies us with all things to enjoy. There's nothing wrong with enjoying some of what God has provided, but we're not to be conceited over it as if we created it for ourselves. We need to remember God gave it to us. We're not to fix ourselves on these uncertain things, but rather on God. Now, enjoying these things may not look the same to God as it does to us. We're not to be hedonistic. We're not to be pleasure seekers. No, we're still to be good stewards. But being rich in the things of this world allows us to live more comfortably than the poor are able to live in some parts of the world. We need to recognize that. Paul goes on and says, instruct the rich to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share. Part of what we are to do with our wealth is to give, is to see other people in need and to share, to do good works with what we have. We are to be generous people. It's a sad commentary when people who are blessed with wealth, people who are blessed with material things, are stingy and selfish. We learn in kindergarten that we're supposed to share. We need to have learned this lesson and apply it as believers who are blessed by God. And those who are generous and ready to share, who are rich in good works, they are storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future, for eternity. We are to treasure treasures in heaven, and that is so that we may take hold of that which is life indeed. How we handle our material stewardship affects our eternal life. A Christian needs to be Christian with their material possessions. We need to live like Jesus. We need to not foolishly squander what God has given us, but rather we need to use our resources to do good. I praise God that He is generous with us, that He has given us all things, that He has given us even His own Son to die on the cross for us. These things are important for us to know. God is generous with us, and He expects us to be generous with others. In verse 20, we read, O Timothy, you hear that appeal, you hear that plea from Paul? O Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to you, avoiding worldly and empty chatter and the opposing arguments of what is falsely called knowledge. Timothy, be very, very careful with all that God has entrusted you with. He's not really talking about riches here. What he's talking about is this responsibility to instruct, to teach, to lead. Guard it, use it, and avoid worldly and empty chatter. Avoid all the talk out there that is ungodly, where people are using philosophy and worldly wisdom to try to instruct and guide people in the church. Avoid all of that, because some have professed those things. Some have embraced all of that false knowledge and have gone astray from the faith. We need to be very, very careful to guard our faith against worldly wisdom. We need to know what the truth is. We need to know what right is and avoid all of those things that contradict or are in conflict with the truth of God's word. That's what Paul appeals to Timothy to do. Be very, very careful to guard what has been entrusted to you. Are you aware that to each one of us, the faith has been entrusted to us? Our faith, the riches of God's word, the indwelling Holy Spirit, the stewardship over these things, that has been entrusted to each one of us. And that is where the real wealth lies. That's why we are to guard that, because that is the treasure. The truth of the gospel, the truth of God's word, is to be treasured and guarded. and we're not to allow anything to come in and rob us of all of that truth. Then Paul says, grace be with you. And folks, we need to know this. We need God's grace all the time. We are insufficient in and of ourselves to do anything that God expects and desires of us. We need His grace. And praise the Lord, God is rich in grace. He abounds in mercy toward us. And Paul's closing words, grace be with you. In any area that you fail, in any area that you struggle, whenever you are weak, whenever you are needy, grace be with you. I think that comforts Timothy to hear Paul write that. I think it also comforts Paul to be able to say that. I know it comforts me to be able to experience it and to expect God to do that in other people's lives. We rely upon the grace of God. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. We thank you for these truths. Help us, Lord, to abound toward you in gratitude and in good works regarding all those things that you've entrusted to us, whether it's material wealth or spiritual wealth. And Father, I pray that you give us a sense of gratitude rather than entitlement. I pray that we would generously share all that you have entrusted to us with those in need around us, whether it's our personal wealth, whether it's our material resources, or the glorious gospel, our faith. Father, work in our hearts and lives to bring these things about. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for studying with us today. You can subscribe to these podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, or the Facebook page Drawing Near. Drawing Near is a ministry of FBC Tip City, provided with the hope that we will draw near to God and He will draw near to us.